זוסטרה שיש בו ארבע על ארבע, this was רב חנניה בן עקביה, that said if you had דלת אמס and דלת אמס, so then the halacha is, you don't even have to make מחיצס, because you say כויף and גוט. משמה דחי אין בו ארבע על ארבע, אין אין ממלא. So then he's not permitted to be ממלא from the גזוסטרה, from the Nekev and the Gzustere, from the Yam, aber Gzustere atzmo, havi Rishus HaYochid. Aber the Gzustere alone is a Rishus HaYochid. You can't say good aches, because I don't have mechitzes, because I can't say kaif and good. Aber the Gzustere alone is a Rishus HaYochid. V'chein Gzustere de Masnissen, de Ktoni, that's what Rab Chananya. וכן גזוסטרי דמאס ניסן דקטוני אין ממלם הימנה אלם כן אוסו לא מחיצה אסורת. So you can't be ממלאי, it says, you can't be ממלאי unless you made a מחיצה. אבל גזוסטרי גופה, הווה רשוס היוחד, מטלטל בכולה. ותאמה, כיוון דאין לא מחיצה, since the גזוסטרי does not have מחיצה, it is just a plank going out. Am I havi rishus hayochid? Why is it a rishus hayochid? But raskel lo havi rishus hayochid afil Rav Yosi bar Yehuda mishum dahodro mechitzte kedamrin bepek bakel ma'arvin. Let us look at page 186. That's, here's again the picture of traskel. So traskel, according to Rav Yosi bar Yehuda, that you say good aches is only because you have mechitzes surrounding the kone, so you tadra mechitzes surrounded with mechitzes all around, so then you say good aches. But if you have stamazoi, a gzustera alone, a plank alone, so how could you say good aches? But rasla avrishus hayochad afil Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda l'mishim dahodra mechitzte kedamrini bepek bakol ma'arvin. So how does a gzustera that's sticking out, a stamazaya floor that's sticking out of a house, how does this become a rishus hayoch? Yeah. The yesh loima, the bekiyas dogim loihavi bekiye. Vamrinin gudachis, avol betraskel ike bekiyas gedoy. So Taisva says in the first teretz that the chiddush of traskel is because you have gedim boikim boy. So therefore, you as a fellow according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda's matter, but you need hadron mechitzte. Masha ein kain. If there's no gdiim boikim boy, gdi b'kiyas dogim lav shmo b'kiyah. So then you say good aches. So then you say good aches. So lechayre it's a mu'im deke taisves. Taisves is saying over here. That means what is a gzustere? A gzustere is a plank, let's say picture 74 on page 181. We have a gzustere. We have the Kaseida pictures of gzusteres. So we have a gzustere, a board that is sticking out of a mokim. So Taisva says, you'll say good aches. Now, where is the mechitza? There's no mechitza whatsoever to schlep. So from Taisvus Vaistachois, you could say good aches, as long as there's no bekiyas gdiim, you can say good aches on a board, as I state in Taisvus, which is very mechudishtik. Now, Taisvus before, the top Taisvus asked Akasha and Rashi, the here we said, koire dalet materes bechulbe, so Rashi says, they were speaking about a koire, so Rashi says that that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Shmuel but Rav Yosi that holds a mechitza tlui is matter. So Taisvus asks, one kasha of Taisvus is as follows, Va'oid, the koire dalet loimi tam mechitza tlui is matter. Toleke mechitza. So here Taisvus asks on Rashi, how could you say a koire is matter als mechitza? There's no mechitza over here. And Taisvus over here says, Taisus over here says you can say good aches, a kocher is a teures mechitze. Now Taisus says, oh, so everyone says good aches, if this Bekiyas Dogim, there's no Bekiyas Dvim. So for Kelfer, that's what Rashi said before. So Rashi said before that he owes like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, that the Mechitza Tluy is Mata, so he's not Chayish of Bekiyas Dvim. So I don't understand how these two Taisvus in Shtim. Inami, the second Teretz of Taisvus, Stome Posuach L'Rshus HaYochid. That what a Gzustere is a Rishus HaYochid is not mitzad the Gzuster alone. The Gzuster alone take has no mechitzes. No stome posuach l'shus HaYochid. Normally, mistome, they don't make a balcony going out without any, it's not open, it doesn't open up to the Rishus HaYochid. V'have kechur HaYochid. So memela, it's like churei Rishus HaYochid. So it gets a din Rishus HaYochid, not mitzad atzmoy, mitzad atzmoy, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't have mechitzes yud. But exustere mitzad atzmoy gets a din Rishus HaYochid, als churei Rishus HaYochid. V'ri herich bozeh bereish kol gagois gabi mechitze sheinom nikoris. About this nekude, if you hear, if a gag is a rishus hayochid, without, if you don't hear, if you can't say good asik, if a gag, what halacha there is on a gag. V'im toima, fektach teisves, ki ein bo dalet ameis al dalet ameis. If, according to Rab Hananya ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, we have a board with the picture, it was on 182, picture 80. So we have a board that is Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames. So with this board, and we have the Dalet Tvachim, there's a hole in the middle. We have a Dalet Tvachim hole in the middle. And then with a Lomdis of Kaif and Gud, we make picture 81. And it's considered that there's mechitzes that are around the nekev, and one can be memali. But that's lomdis. But in the mitzias we don't have anything. And this whole lomdis only works if you have dalet ames al dalet ames. So I have dalet tvachim plus yud tvachim on each side. That was the kunz of Abchananya ben Akavya. Frektach Toisves, afule kiein bo dala damas al dala damas. Lishteri le malois le perish hakuntere, she perish besoif kol gagis. Doma pi tikre bechol arba haruchais. Rashi says that you say pi tikre bechol arba haruchais. If you have a board, so I can say, and you have an achsadre that is standing on four poles, you could say, pitikrim, frektach teisvis, oi bozoi, so let us say, pitikrim. So the Rashbe answers teisvis kashe, he says, by mayim you need mechitzis nikores, you need it to be niker, that it was osi l'shem amayim, they were only matter if it's niker that it was done l'shem amayim. Taisvis weiss tais halt nit azoi, because Taisvis said before pshat in Rav Nachman, that als pitikre by a koire over a boil, so Taisvis says that pitikre, you don't need shikur, you don't need anything, kalu shikilu b'mai, Taisvis holds pitikre is sufficient. So fakdach Taisvis, now what's the problem? You don't have enough mechitzes, but according to Rashi, you have enough mechitzes. So on this kasha, Taisvis has a multitude of terutzim to fa'em for this kasha. Ve'yesh loyme dohocha airi da'avide ki arzilo ba'alachsei. Ke'ein gagin shalonu lemrinon pitikre. So one teretz of Taisvis is da'avide ki arzilo means, we had before, it means it's a slanty roof. And the whole din of Pitikre is dafka if you have a straight roof. If you have a slanty roof, so maybe we don't say Pitikre. That's Teretz number one. It's really between you and me, it's very modne, because he made this gzustere, he goes out on the gzustere to, he has a nekev there to go and chep water. So why does he make us learn the Xustere? Of all things, if he wants to go out to the Xustere, so Lucheri would make a flat Xustere. But the Rajma says somehow the Mestama, if they would make a flat Xustere, the water would accumulate on it. So they had to make it on the slant. The Rajma says you have to say that the some Xusteres were made on a slant. So when you speak about a Xustere, you can't think of Pitikre, because Rashi says a slanty roof is not in a Pitikre. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, inami kigoin shagzustere eino shove umeleye pgimis kol svibaisel. Let us see picture 94. Picture 94, so it's not a smooth pair. You have to have a smooth pair in order to say pitikre. So memele, the ain kan pitikre. That's not called a pair. Inami a third tells k'she'ein tefach ba'oivei hagzustere, that there's no tefach ba'oivei hagzustere. The mashma mi perish akuntres the soif perikama de suke b'shmaite da achsadre sheyesh la p'tzimin loy omar pi tikre yoyret v'soisamom ken yesh ba'oivei hatikro tefach. So Taisvus is saying three okimtes according to Rashi. Now the Rashba brings down, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't say Pitikre from all three sides, only you need at least two sides with a mechitze, is Bechlal Nitzver Dekashe. So I don't understand Taisvus brought down a pshat according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that a kaira is matter over a kalmelis, and the area under, that was the case of picture 74 on page 181, that you had a chaloin underneath a kaira, and the Rabbeinu Tam said shat in this gemara. This is mamish the same tzir of gzustere, and you're permitted. This is mamish the same thing of gzustere. And here by gzustere, the Rashba says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem, because you don't say pitik on all three sides. And here it's mamish, it's a mamela, that's why you need a that's why you need a mechitze. And here, mamish this tzir. You don't have any holes in the gzustere, and you have a window underneath in your doile from this, because you say pitikra on all three sides. So I don't know. So if there's a kula by maim, there's a kula by maim. So we're back to the kasha. I mean, whatever you're going to say over here, so I don't understand. There Taisvus said it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and here the Rashba says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not shver, because you don't say pitikra on all three sides. Whatever you say here, you should say by Zustere. Let us go further in the Gemara, Daf Pezayin Amud Aleph. Omar Abaye. No, Hoiso Zekufa. That's what we're up to. Hoiso Zekufa. Sorech sheyehei goivo asore tvochim verochbo vov tvochim ushnei mashin. Now before we'll see Rashi, let us just see the picture what we're speaking about, and then we'll go to Rashi. Let us look at page 184, picture 87. Now, and it's a picture 87, let's just study the picture 1 minute. We have here a chayma, and we have here a chaloin. And from the chaloin, he's going to take out a dli, and he's going to go and shep water underneath. Now, where is his four mechitzes? So, the vial, the way we see it, he has, afenshensen oifen, you only have two mechitzes. You have the mechitzes hakoisel, and you have here, you have here a zakufe, which is 10 tvachim long, and is 6 tvachim wide and 2 mashalim. And with this, we are going to be matter, according to Rab Hananya, one is permitted to be doile from the chaloin with this board over here. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Hoysa zakufa. It was standing up. La'orko, it was standing by its length. We have something that is 10 by 6. Tzorich sheyehei orko yud, as long as the length is 10 tfochim, v'rochbo vov, and it is wide, 6 tfochim, u'shnei mashin, and 2 mashin. U'zekufo, and it is going vertically, rochbo, the roichev of this daf, is keneged ha-koisel, opposite the koisel, muflig dalet min ha-koisel. There are 4 tfochim from the koisel to this daf. V'koif sfas roichev tefach u'mashehu lekam. Now, so we have here 6 tfochim and 2 mashuim. So we're going to leave 4 mashuim, that with the 4 tfochim, which that will be 1 mechitze, and the other 2 sides, which we have a tefach and a mashu, we're going to bend in. Now that is picture 88. Picture 88, we had before 6 tfochim and 2 mashuim. So we're going to bend in, that's the kunst of koif leit Rab Chananya. We're going to bend in the 2 sides. So we have now, we have here 1 mechitze that is yutvachim by 4 tvachim. And the other 2 sides, we have here a mechitze that is 1 tefach and a mashu. The other side is also 1 tefach and a mashu. Now, since this was 4 tvachim away from the koisel, so now we'll say lavud. So we're going to say lavud now. So now we're going to have a mechitze dalid, going to the koisel. That is the dikuns of Rav Chananya, if you have it zoku. So tkash, yiskufa rechov v'kenegad ha-koisel, muflik dalud min ha-koisel. V'koif sfas reichev tefach u'mashu lekan l'tzad ha-koisel. V'reisvoso achshov, now, this corner is bepoches megimel samach l'koisel. Because this sfas is a tefach u'mashu. V'hu lovut. So now with Lavud we have a mechitze dalet that he has in the picture also 88. You have, that means with the tefach and the mashu and the koisel, you have already dalet tvachim. You have your Lavud. V'oid koif tefach u'mashu b'sfas rechova sheni, on the other side, l'tzad ha-koisel, tefach u'mashu mechitze, pochis megimel Lavud. A mechitze dalet mikan, ומחיצה גימל שכנגד הקויסל רחוב דלת שלימן. There you have a ganze מחיצה without לובות. That is רויכב דלת and גבוי היו. הרי חלל דלת במחיצה איסאה, במחיצה איסא, וגוי בניות. ופייסאה חלוין בקויסל היו ממלא. So now we can be ממלא with a daf that is יוד תבוכים by 6.5. That is, if he has 1 kaisel. Oma rafune bereide rab Yeshua. Hoisa oimedes bekeren's office. What if you had a keren's office? So a keren's office, this is picture 89. So if you have a keren's office, we have already here 2 walls. We have 2 walls already. So we just have to make 2 more walls. Not like the case before we had to make, here we're going to make, before we also made 2 walls, but since here's a Karen Zovis, we could do it with a smaller daf. Hoysa imedis be Karen Zovis, sorich she yehei goiva yut tfochim. You need that the height of the daf should be yut tfochim. V'roichbo, and the roichev of the daf, before we needed with 1 wall, 6 tvachim and 2 mashim. Now we can get away, beis tvachim u'shnei mashim. We can get away with 2 tvachim and 2 mashim. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hoiso imedes bekeren zovis. Sheshnei ksolim mechitzais lamayim. You have 2 walls, which are on a right angle. These are mechitzas lamayim. Ve'ein lo tzriche, so now you only need Elo shtei mechitzes. You need two more mechitzes. Two mechitzes, everybody. Tzorich sheyei goiva olko. The height of the length, she's a kufa yutfochim, urechova, and the width, based fochim ushnei mashim. Now what do you do? Umamido zekufa, you're mamid it standing up vertically, svas oivyo, the thickness of the oivy, kineged koisel ha'echod, muflog mimenu poches migimel. The svas ovyo is little less than three tfochim from the koisel. That means if we're looking at this rectangle, the rectangular daf, so we'll look at the right side of this rectangle, so there is from the end of the rectangle to the wall opposite it, on the right side, there is poches migimul tfochim, buhu lovu. So now, we just made that this daf, which a minute ago was two tfochim and two mashin, so now of the din of lovud, it is five tfochim and one mashu. It's five tfochim and one mashu. Nimzeis kan, mechitze rechovohei, we have a mechitze that is wide, five tfochim, a mashu, and a mashu. Vekoisel hasheini, mechuven keneged rochbo, the koisel hasheini is mechuven keneged rochbo, muflag mimenu dalet. The koisel hasheini is dalet tfochim away. But now we have five tfochim, and five tfochim we have, and one mashu left. Is azoy. Is koif tefach umashu hayeseirin, so now we have five tefachim in a mashu. So take a tefach umashu and bend that in al midas rochbo v'hatei oisel letzat koisel hamuflig dalit. And now we have in the second picture also. He has that. That's the aleph over there. So the aleph we will take a tefach and mashu and we will bend it in towards that koisel. So now we have over here also a mechitze dalet. Nimseis sfas haneser oimedes bepoches migimul, because it's a tefach umashu, bulovu. Harei beiz mechitze shel dalet. So we had with a daf that was 10 by 2 and 2 mashun, we made already with the kunz of koif and good, we made a mechitze dalet. Fregte gemore weite veloho de sanje rab chananje ben akavje oime. Zustere she yesh bo dalet ames al dalet ames choykik bo dalet al dalet ume male. He said you need. Chananje ben akavje said you need 4 ames by 4 ames. Whatever direction it is, you don't need dalet ames al dalet ames. We had in picture 84, it was dalet ames. Veroich bo echadosar umashahu. You don't need dalet ames al dalet ames. However, it'll be, and if it's standing, you can get away with less. Yud by 6 and 2 mashun, yud by 2 and 2 mashun. Or the most was dalet ames by achados of tfochim o mashu. So why did Rav Chananya say that you need dalet ames al dalet ames? And for the Gemara, mashkaches lo da avide ki asisa. Sotrashi, ve'el hod aboy Rav Chananya, chof dalet al chof dalet, you need 24 tvochim by 24 tvochim, heichem mashkachas, lo davide kasisa. So what does that mean? So kasisa, this is the picture over here, 92, davide kasisa. It means you have here a board in the middle of no place. That means there are no walls that you could be mitzarev to become part of the mechitzis hanekev. So what's the Rashi Davide Kasisa? She'ein koisel samachlo. So the Ritva explains, it doesn't mean that it's like this picture. It means that this gzustere is jutting out far from the wall. In order to use the wall, had to be dalat tvachim from the wall. We had to do something with a kaif and a dos. So if it's more than dalat tvachim out from the wall, some emela, then you have to make everything from the gzuster alone. You have to make everything from the gzuster alone, then you need chav dalat tvachim a chav dalat tvachim. Shein kaisel samach, lo akabua al yesedis, v'tzorech liyois kol chalolo, v'chol mechitzeisel, mimeno, v'nase kein meducha asise murder, shteisel. Zog te mishne weiter. Amas hamayim shehi oiveres pechotza. Let us look at page 186, picture 95. We have here an amas hamayim, that is oiveres bekoisel. Now, as we study the picture, we see that there are already, the chotzer had two mechitzas already, but these are two mechitzas tluyais. Zogt the Mishneh, ames hamayim shehi oiveres bechotzer, ein memalem hemena b'shabes, amkein oso lo mechitza gavoya yutvachim, bechnisa ubeyitziya. So you have to make a mechitze, that means poshet, a mechitze's hachotzer is not sufficient. You have to make a mechitze, as it says in picture 96. You have to make a mechitze by the mechitze in the amo. And then we have the shitas already, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, if it has to go into the water, it doesn't have to go into the water, but you have to make a mechitze there. Amas hamayim shehi oiveres bechotzer in memalim emeno b'shabes. So let us just elaborate 2 minutes. What is the problem over here? We'll see. The problem is this: amas hamayim has a halacha of a kamalis. So since there is a halacha of a kamalis, one is not permitted to be memalei from the kamalis into the chotzer, which is a rishus hayochi. So therefore, we have to make this a rishus hayochi. Now, the Rishonim explain, and the Mishnah Brura brings it down more explicit. The whole problem over here is, as the Mishnah put it, ames amayim shehi oiveres bechotzer. This amas hamayim is going through the chotzer. Now, what does it mean it's going through the chotzer? That means to say it does not originate in the chotzer, but it originates someplace else. It's a long canal. It is a long canal that originates someplace else and passes through the chotzer. La'afuki. If we would have a canal that's in the chotzer alone, so that canal would be a rishus hayochid, because since it's mukif, the dalid mechitzas hachotzer, it's bottled to the rishus hayochid. One would have a amo that is not oiveres bechotzer, because the problem over here is that going out of this chotzer, the zichah is a teiras kalmelis. So memele, and since it's oiveres bechotzer, so without making 2 mechitzes which are mafsik, the amo from the other 2 sides, so it remains the same kamlis. Therefore, we have to make a tikkun in the amo. But if we would only have an amo in the chotzer alone, so then it becomes bottled to the rishus. That is a din of rishus ayochid, and we wouldn't have any problems whatsoever. Yeah. This is the Loshna Mishnah Brura. Davke kshiyeveres avlim yesh loy breichas mayim bechatzeroi. He has a pool in his chotzer. Ve'ein onim sheches mi bachutz. Ein tzorich shum tikon. T'chol ma shebesoich ha-mechitzes b'chlal reshus ha-yochid. But here, since it's one long amo, one long canal, and there's mechuba to a kamos mi bachutz, cause man, you don't make a hevdul between the amma in the chotzer and the other 2 sides, it remains ketzashem kamos. Elim kein osolo mechitza gavoya yud tfochim. Beknise ubeyitzi, that is picture 96. Rab Yehuda oimer, koisel sha'al gabo tidoin mishum mechitza. You don't have to make a special mechitza. The kaisel shall gabo. So poshe pshat is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi, just like we had in daf peivova med aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kaisel, Rabbi Yehuda tainid loyte mechitza gdoilu min ha-kaisel shabeinayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mechitza tlui is matir. B'mayim. So memele, so you don't have to make a new mechitza. The mechitza sachotzer is sufficient. Rabbi Yudai mekaisa shal gabo tidoin mishum mechitza. And now Rabbi Yudai is bringing a riot himself. Omar Rabbi Yudai, maiso ba'amo shal evil. It was a canal, this was a city evil. Sheim malim imeno api zekainim b'shabbis. And there was no special mechitzas made. So you see, Klo, that I'm right. That the mechitzas achotzer are sufficient to make it a reshus hayochid. Omru loy, so the chachamim told him, imnesh loy hoye bo kishir. That maisa was different, because that amo was not yud tvochim by dalet tvochim, was less, so it doesn't have a shir, so it's not chilek reshus bifnei atzmoy, so it's bottle to the reshus hayochid, so there you don't have to make anything out of it. But if you have an amo that is yud tvochim by dalet, so it's chayres reshus bifnei atzmoy, and it has a din kamalis, and Memele, since it has a din kalmelis, so Memele, so then you would have to make a special mechitza to be mavdal, two mechitzas, to be mavdalit from the both sides of the, which are chutz from the chotzah. The Bir Aloche says that that's what it says in the Mishnah. The whole problem is, memale memenu b'shabbes ain memale memenu. That's the whole shayla. But if I don't want to be memale menu, it's nish. So then I can get away without any mechitzes. So the Bir Aloche brings akashe, but how are you allowed to be metaltal in the chotzer? Since the amo has a shame kamalis, so the chotzer is poritz b'miluoy to a kamalis. So why, how are you allowed to be metaltal? Forget about memalem. How are you allowed to be metaltal in the chotzer? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but since this Amo has a mechitza that's Yud Tvoch, and that is the Shir of Kamalas, it's Yud by Dalet, this Amo Sichus Law in the Gemara. That's what we said before, it only has a Shem Kamalas if it is Yud Tvochim deep and Dalet Tvochim. So the Koislei, the Oignei Ha'amo, this is Mavdal between the Kamalas and the Chotzer. So Memele, so the Chotzer is pushing you allowed to be Metaltalin. It is a Mechitza that's Mavdal Bein HaChotzer LeKamalas. But you can be Memale from the Amo to the Chotzer. Zogt Rashi, Amo Samayim, Afilu Birshus HaYochid, Afilu is going to a Rishus HaYochid, the Chotzer is an Emes Rishus HaYochid, Kamalasim. Also la mechitze besoich oigneho. You have to make a mechitze in the inside of the canal. Al pnei rochbo, on the roichev of the amo, she yeheiniker, she beshvil amayim nasis, that it was done because to be matter the mayim. Mechitzes hachotza hatluya vaiveres al gabo, the mechitze which is on top of this amo, ain't the me'elus law does not help. Ba'av al gav the mechitza tluya materis b'mayim, hanimi lechet the nearest mechitza shenasis b'shvil ha'mayim. If it is niker that this mechitza was made to be matter the mayim, k'gayim zustere the masnisen, k'gayim mechitza shebesoich ha'boyer. But over here, it's not niker that was made l'soich ha'mayim. Shall evil shame heir, vahoisa iveres besoich achatzeres, umemale memena bechatzeres, tamahani lo mechitzes koisel bechotzer, tluyoleo. Rabbi Yehuda letai mei, the polygnami b'masnisen abur. He's also chaylik in the Mishnah. He holds that a mechitza tluya is a matter. Shloi hoisa kishir, so the chomim answer, there was a different story. Shloi hoisa kishir karmelis, oi ba oi mekiud, it wasn't omakyut. Ibe rochev dalet, or it wasn't rochev dalet. Then, shein mayim nasen reshus la'atzmon, is not considered a separate reshus bepochais me omakyut berochev dalet. V'mayveres b'reshus ha'rabim, if you'll have water, you'll have a puddle in the reshus ha'rabim, and it is not omakyut having reshus ha'rabim. Kedisnan b'hazerik, hazerik t'aldamas b'yam, poto. the kamlasi bim hoyer kak mayim o shusara malachas boy chayim der shusara bimu ve kamol kak mayim poches me yud tvachim and is less than yud tvachim so me mele so here so it's but it's not chaylik rishus bifnei atzma it's considered part of the rishus that finds itself alma mayim she eino mamukim yud eino rishus la atzma so if it's in the rishus harab it gets a dinner of rishus harab chiyav nami bechotz avol rishus hayochit so our mission is only speaking about a case that this amma is amuk yud verochav dalet Omar Rav Yehuda Maise Zuktoisvis Ein Ze Maise Lister Da Milse Del Elkoiv Leiboy Mechitze L'Shem Mai. Now, Poshet, we look at this Toisvis. The Toisvis is Pilei Ploim. What is Toisvis asking? This is not a Maise Lister. Fashteitzach is not a Maise Lister. Rav Yehuda is bringing a Raya to Hishite. Koisel Shal Gabo Tidoin Mishum Mechitze. Omar Rav Yehuda Maise Bar Meshalovel. He's bringing a raya to himself that a mechitza shal gabo is matter, even though it was nasa l'shem heker. So the Tosfos Yontiv says that Tosfos was not goyres this part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudai mekoshe shal gabo tidem mishum mechitza. Tosfos did not have this in our Mishnah. So memele, so now we'll appreciate the Tosfos. So how does the Mishnah go? Amas amayim sheveres bechotz im amal amena b'shabas am kenos ala mechitza gevoye yutvachim b'chnisa b'yitziya. So the Tana says you need a mechitza made in the amo. Omar Rav Yehuda Maase bar Meshalov v'shoyim amal amena p'zakeinim b'shabas. So Rav Yehuda says a maase. So now it's a maase lister. Now it's a maase lister because we only have in the Mishnah the das of the Tana Kame that you need a mechitza that's a suya to be matter, and Rav Yehuda brings a maise that you don't need a mechitza that's a suya to be matter. That was Tosfos Kasha. Ain't a maita milse de la elkoi. So no, Rav Yehuda is going back on the first Mishnah, just like on the leiboy mechitza l'shemai. Tana Rabbanon took the Gemara. Also lo biknisa v'li also lo bitziya also lo bitziya v'li also lo biknisa ein mamalim hem eno b'shabbos. You need a mechitze on both sides to block this off from the kamalis that it's flowing from on both sides. Helim kenos la mechitze yutvochim b'yitzi b'knise. Rabbi Yudai merkaishel shal gabati de mishu mechitze. Omal. The Taisus said Taisus wasn't gairus to see it in the Baraisa. Amar Rabbi Yudai ma'ise ba'amas amayim shoyse bo me'ebel etzi poiri. B'malim memeno b'shabes apiyas kainim. Omru loy misham raye. B'vnesh le'yoyse amuke yutvochim b'roich b'dalet. It wasn't omuk yud v'roch of dalet. So me'mele, so it wasn't a kamalis. So Mamela, that's why it was Rishus Hayochet, so therefore they did not need any tikkun. Zokt Rashi, Osu lo b'knise, v'loi osu lo b'yitziya. Loi ma'ani midi. Ramachuberes l'mayim, because this body of water is attached to the water shechutz l'chotz b'yitziyosa. V'nasis, so it's one entity. V'nasis ha'kil kamalas. Avoki osu b'knise ubiyitziye, but if you make a mechitze, say by the entrance of the chotzer, and say by the yitziye, ain't a kamalus. Daime kemisha maschelas b'chotzezu. It's like a new body of water that starts and ends in this chotzer. Shloisa mukayud aloisa chavadalud lechoshev poches midal mehevi reshusa lenafshe. Zokt gemara weiter. Tanya idoch. We learned another baraisa. Ames amayim hoiveres bein achaloinos. So here we have a picture 97. This is the case. And the way Rashi explains it, instead of putting that beautiful tree on the left side, he should have put another pair of buildings there with chalainis also. There were chalainis on both sides. There were buildings on both sides. And ames amayim ho'iveres bein ha'chalainis. There was buildings on both sides. So it says in the Barais as follows. Poches migimul. Mishal shel dli umemale. Now we don't know Teichfelter, but let us go further. That if it's less than Gimel Tvochim, you don't need anything. Mishal Shodli Mamale. Gimel, if it is Gimel, ein mishal shel dliyim amalek. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, poches mi dalet, mishal shel dliyim amalek. Dalet ein mishal shel dliyim amalek. So now, these numbers that say that according to the Tanakhama, poches mi Gimel is good. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, poches mi dalet is good. But my eskina, what are these numbers speaking about? If it is speaking about the Amas Hamayim, so it comes out like this. So the Tanakhama says, if the Amas Hamayim is 3 tefachim wide, you're not allowed to be memala. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if the Amas Hamayim is 4 tefachim wide, you're not allowed to be memala. So it comes out, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, a kamalis has to be 4 tefachim, and the Tanakhama holds, the Chachamim hold, that a kamalis is 3 tefachim. If these numbers are speaking about Amas Hamayim, said that the minimum shear of a kamalis has to be at least dalet tefachim ashir mokim. It comes out the way we're learning pshat. He's only going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's not going according to the Tanakhama. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi bein hachaloines lemavoi oilachotza. This was a mavoi oilachotza. Ubotim mikan umikan al svosoi. That's why the picture should have been made differently. There were botim on both sides. And there were chaloines that touched bein achaloines. There was chaloines on both sides that filled up from this Amas Hamayim. Poches mi gimel mefosh vozlu b'may koma b'may skinin ha'shur the gimel v'dal, which is no good. Ineme b'roichav Amas Hamayim. The koma tanikam o gimel roichav avikam l'esvei memali mimenu l'shus ha'yochin. Leime ketano yomro. The Rabbonon begimul roichiv korlu kamalis. The Rabbonon called the kamalis from Malam Menu Bishusayochit. So it comes out, Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan is saying something which is amachloikas tanoi. So the Gemara did not want to accept that. Elo, zok the Gemara, they're speaking about something else. Ba'akpei ulahachlef. We're speaking about the agapayim. Now let us look at picture 97. The agapayim are, there's an area that is a buffer zone between the batim and the Amas Hamayim, and that's the agapayim. So if this agapayim is less than 3 tefachim according to the Tanakhama, or less than 4 tefachim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we can be memalei by using the agapayim. And how do we do this? We first take out the dli from the Rishus HaYochid and put it on the agapayim, which is a mokim ptur. Then from the agapayim, we put it into the kamalis. So we take from a Rishus HaYochid to a mokim ptur, from a mokim ptur to a kamalis, and then we take back again. Let us see Rashi. Ela bagapeo ulahachle. The Yesh Ba'amo Shir Kamalus. We're speaking about the Amo as a Shir Kamalus. And according to Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yochanan, a Shir Kamalus is Dalet Tvochem. Roichet. V'hocho b'sheyesh lo agapayim gvoyim. We have here agapayim which are gvoyim. U'mahani l'mehevi hanach agapayim mokim p'tur. It helps that the agapayim is a mokim p'tur. Ki les lehu roichet gimel. If it doesn't have roichiv gimel, umishal shalin esadli, umeinichoi al agapayim. You take the dli and you put it on the agapayim. So you're taking from a rishus ayochid to a mokim ptur. Umisho machlifoi la'amo. And then you take from the mokim ptur to the amo. Umemaleyu. Vechoizo meinichoi al agapayim. Umisho machlifoi rishus ayochid. השתה מהני אגפיים להחלף המסוי מקלמלס לשוס היוחד, משוס היוחד לקלמלס, וקומרי רבונון, so now the shaila is how wide can these agapayim be in order to have a shame mokim ptur. וקומר רבון דיסבור רויכב גימול, so I have him mokim ptur. אלא רשוס הבם פנפשי, בלוי בוטו להוכי להוכי. But if it's less than גימול, so mokim ptur. So now we know Pshat in the Machloikis, Tanakame and Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Machloikis is, what is the maximum Shia of a Mokim Ptur? The Tanakame holds a little less than Gimel Tvachim, and Rab Shimon Gamliel holds a little less than Dalet Tvachim. Frekti Gemore, Boki Osi Rab Dimi, Omer Rab Yoichen, and we have another member of Rab Dimi, Omer Rab Yoichen, and... He said as follows, Mokim she'ein boi arbo al arbo, if something doesn't have arbo al arbo, muta, that's a mokim tu, muta, levnei reshus ha-yochid, levnei reshus ha-rabim le-katef olo. So side of nei reshus ha-rabim, side of reshus ha-yochid, muta le-katef. U-bel-vad shelo yachlifu, so we'll see the Gemara's kash is an-achlofem. Really, there's another kash also, because we see Rav Dimi said that a mokim tur is pochus midalid, and here the Gemara makes only shvissin the claim of ketanoi, so that problem Ash is going to take care of. But the Gemara's kash is, let's just get straight what the Gemara's kash is. The Gemara's kash is, you're telling me that everyone holds that you're allowed to be machlif from a reshus ha-yochid to a kamalis derech mokim tur. And Rav Dimi said, you're not allowed to be machle from a Rishus HaYochit or Rishus HaRabim derech Mokim Tov. And for the Gemara, Hosom Rishuyo is the Yeraisa. Rav Dimi is speaking about Rishuyo is the Yeraisa. You're taking from a Rishus HaYochit or Rishus HaRabim derech Mokim Tov, so that they will not matter. Hoche Rishuyo is the Rabbonon. But here we're speaking about Rishuyo is the Rabbonon. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, V'hoki yoso Rav Dimi gufa omar b'vad shelo yachlifu derech mokim tu. Tokiv in damrini muto le'eilu u'le'eilu l'chata v'olov mokim tu choshev lei. He holds this is a b'kom alo yachlifu. He holds in Allah to be machlef. And for the Gemara hosam rishu yez de reis. Rishu sayochin. Mokim tu, ba'af agav de choshiv Rav Dimi, mokim tu bepoches mi'arbo. Rav Dimi holds that a mokim tu is bepoches mi'arbo. Bohochi komri rabonon de shloishe loy havi mokim tu. Tekel emeime doshmaita bas reise de Rav Dimi kitanoi. Amra. Here we can't say that Rav Dimi is saying a debatable statement which is a machlokes tanoi. Tekel emeime, we can say as follows. The Gabi Rishuya is the Raisa the Chshivi. Rabbi Emerson Rashi says in more than one place that together of Mokim Ptur is that the Mokim Ptur is bottle to each Rishus. That it's bottle to the Rishus. So Memele, so the Gabi Rishuya is the Raisa the Chshivi. Here you have a Choshev Rishus. Have a Poches Midala da Samachlu bottle Etzlam. So if it's next to a choshev rishus, so it's bottled to the rishus, even if it's less than dalet. Avol agabi kamalis, if it's less than dalet, it won't become bottled to a kamalis. Mechiyav reichev shloisha. According to the Tanakh, in order to be bottled, as a reichev shloisha, it's yotza miteres lovot, it is not bottled already. Yeah. Zok te gemara vayta. Rabbi Yochanan, Birshu Yester Rabbono Nami Omar. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that now we just said a pshat in the Baraisa. The Machloikis, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is in when do the Agapayim become a Mokim Ptur? Does it become a Mokim Ptur by less than 3 tefachim or less than 4 tefachim? But the din hachlin, and if it's a mokim tu, you're allowed to be machlit. Rav Dimi said you're not allowed to be machlit. Yeah, but Barashu is the reis, Barashu is the rabbon, you're allowed to be machlit. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Yechanan, Barashu is the rabbon, or Nami Yoma. Rav Yechanan holds you're not allowed to be machlit by Barashu is the rabbon. The Sanya we learned, בסנן, קויסל שבין בייס חצייס, גבויה יוטפוכן ברכב ארבו. We had this already. We had a קויסל that is dividing between two חצייס, and the קויסל is גבויה יוט ברכב ארבו. Is ma'ar, so it's chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmai. Ma'ar ben shnayim. So, first of all, these two chatzeres are ma'ar ben shnayim, because there's a koysel mafsik b'neim. Ve'ein ma'ar ben echot, they can't make an erev together, because there's no pesach b'neim. Hoyu b'roishoy peiris, but if you do a peiris on top of the koysel, eilo oilen mikan b'oichlen, eilo oilen mikan b'oichlen, so each one can go on top of the koysel, while he's on the koysel, the reshus pifnei atzmoi, it's peirish shavsu bechotzer, that this is a chotzer she'ena murevis, but it's reshus pifnei atzmoi, so they're allowed to eat there on the koysel. Ve'eilo oilem ikan ve'oilem. Nifratz ha'koysel. What happens if we have a pirtz in the koysel? Ad eser ames, if the pirtz is still eser ames, ma'arv v'shnayim, also they can be ma'arv v'shnayim if they want, because it's not poritz v'milui, there's a pesach. So a Pesach, if you want, can be ma'ar v'shnayim. V'im rotsu ma'ar v'nechad, if they want, they can be ma'arev together. Im neishu ke Pesach. Yoisa mikan, what if it is more than 10 amis, so now it's poritz b'miluay, is ma'ar v'nechad, v'im ma'ar v'shnayim. Period. V'avinim bo, we clear the shayla, ein boi arbo omay. What would the halacha be if this koysel will not be rochav dalet? So we hear a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav, aver beis rishuyei sheletes boim. It's considered that it has the chumris of both rishuyeks. We consider that it's Ruben's rishus and Shimon's rishus. Leyosis boim loy nimo. He can't move it because he's taking the aver, both rishuyes are shelet. So he's taking from Ruben to Shimon's. He can't move it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Eilu malin mikan voichum. No, it's a mokim ptur. Not chomo. Faker, it becomes bottle to eat the shoes. Eilu malen mikan v'oichlen. The eilu malen mikan v'oichlen. That each one, it's a mokim tool, so each one can take from his chotzer and bring up the peiris on the case. We'll need it on the case. But as the Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, we're not up to the kasha yet. Was Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, the chiyosa Rabbi mi omer Rabbi Yochanan, mokim she'ein boi arbo al arbo, which is a din of a mokim tu, muta levnei reshus haram, nei reshus hayochi, lekatef olo, ubelvad shelo yachlifu, it shouldn't be machlo. So here the Gemara says, so afilu Rabbi Yochanan, which was here matter by a reshus terabonon, to take from one chotzer to the top of the koysel, you can take back from the top of the koysel to his own chotzer. The koysel is aloch of a mokim ptur, but you're only allowed to go from your chotzer to the koysel and back. But you cannot make from your chotzer to the koysel and from the koysel to Yanim's chotzer. So we see klor. We see klor that I'm not allowed to take afilu by reshuya isterabonon. I'm not allowed to take. I'm not allowed to be machlef. Now we just said before that Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn pshat in the baraisa that the machlokes is not what the shir of a kamo said. Machlokes is what the shir of a mokim ptur is, but everyone holds you could be machlef. Rabbi Yochanan alone holds that you can't be machlef afilu by reshuyis the rabbon. And for the Gemara, hahi ziri omro. Ziri, this memre that we have here from Rabbi Yochanan, that by reshuyis the rabbonon, one cannot be machlef, that Ziri was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by reshuya is terabonon, you can't be machlef. That each one, it's a mokim ptur, so each one can take from his chotzer and bring up the peiris on the case. We'll need it on the case. But as the Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, we're not up to the kasha yet, Boz Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, the chiyosa Rabdimi omer Rabbi Yochanan, mokim she'ein boi arbo al arbo, which is Adina Vamokim Tu, Mutalib Nerishus Aram, Nerishus Ayochi, Lakate Olo, Ubulvad Shaloyachlifu. It shouldn't be Machlo. So here the Gemara says, so Afilu Rabbi Yochanan, which was here Matil by a Rishus Terabonon, to take from one chotzer to the top of the koisel, you can take back from the top of the koisel to his own chotzer. The koisel is aloha v'mokim ptur, but you're only allowed to go from your chotzer to the koisel and back. But you cannot make from the your chotzer to the koisel and from the koisel to Yanim's chotzer. So we see klaw that I'm not allowed to take afilu by reshuya is terabonon. I'm not allowed to take. I'm not allowed to be machle. Now we just said before that Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn pshat in the Baraisa that the machleikus is not what the shir of a kalmus is. Machleikus is what the shir of a mokim ptur is, but everyone holds it could be machle. Rabbi Yochanan alone holds that you can't be machlof afilo by the shuyis the rabbon. And for the Gemara, hahi ziri omro. Ziri, this memre that we have here from Rabbi Yochanan, that by the shuyis the rabbonon, one cannot be machlof, that's ziri. Ziri was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by reshuya is terabonon, you can't be machlef. Uleziri kashe ho. In fact, the Gemara, okay. But according to Ziri, we're back to our old problem. How do we understand pshat and the machloikas habaraisis? And the baraisis weiss doch ois that amokim ptu, you're allowed to be machlef. And for the Gemara, Ziri mukim lo ba'amas hamayim bufe. Ravdimi Tanoi, Ziri did not have Ravdimi's problem. Ravdimi was the one that said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that a kalmulus has to be dalit. So Ravdimi got stuck with the baraisis. Ravdimi said, no, the machlekes is what's called a mokem tur. Ravdimi said this to save himself, that it shouldn't say that the Rabbi Yochanan Tanoi. Masha'in came, and everybody holds by reshuya is the rabbonon, you're machlet. Ziri, how Bereshuy is the Rabbonah, you're not Machlef. Aye, so what's the Machlekes? Machlekes is what is called the Kamalus. Oh, but the Rabbimi Pili, that's how Ziri is going to learn. Zuktashi. Rabbi Yochanan Bereshuy is the Rabbonah, going by Ischatzeres, Nami Oma Dolo Yachlifu Derech Mokim Tu. The Koma Eilu Malamikan Lekoisov Eilu Malamikan, who had in the Meriden, Avalach Lufi Loim, the Omar Hosom was the Rabbi Yechon Latami Maisa Loholod, the Rabdimi Mokim Shemedal Dal Bota Leilu Leilu Bavat Shaleach Lifu. So then there was a Bachoikish, if he's Rosh Dalit for him, but the Loch will be Ava Bezer Shui Shaletas Boy, the Kim they have a Dal, they have a Rishusel in Amshay, Bishailtin Shneihem Baruch Boy. So both are Shailet Baruch Boy. Bolo Yozis. That's according to Rav. Eilu mal in the bottle of Gabayla Kulem. Was the Yechon Tami Maskona that Kafti? Now this is the end of the Kashem. Ahu em for the Gemara. The Eilu mal in the bottle of Gabayla Kulem. Ziri omre mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri said this mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Avala Rav Dimi, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, Mutter Lahachlev, Yalal Tabi Machlev. Frag the Gemara Leziri Kasha, Diktoni Lael Poches Megimu, Mishal Shuld Liam Amalev, Lekka Luk Me Ella Baakve, Lahachlev, Alma Bershuy is the Rabbona Machlev and Derech Mokim Tu. And for the Gemara, Ziri Muki Pluktayu, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbona Beroichev Amas Amayim Gufe. Machlekes is in the width of the Amas Amayim. Vomre Rabbon, on the Beshloshe Mikri Kalmus, Ude Rav Dimi, the Omer and Kalmus, Prusa Midalet, Tanoihi.